This is Undaunted Life, a man's podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Thompson. Let's get into it. All right, guys, we're going to continue our Botching Afghanistan series with Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson, otherwise known as Andrews and Wilson. They are the best-selling team of a lot of different series of books, so the Sons of Valor in the Tier 1 series and some more series that we're going to be talking about later, because they've never been on this podcast, but they are going to be on very, very soon. So we're going to have a proper long episode with them. But both of these guys are Navy veterans, and I was just so excited to talk to them about their perspective, because they kind of were in different parts of the Navy. They didn't exactly do the same types of jobs, but they had some great opinions on this whole situation going on in Afghanistan. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, Brian Andrews and Jeffrey Wilson, thanks for coming back on just to give us a little bit more content, because right now, everything's crazy right now in the Middle East. And both of you have spent time as members of the military, and you've spent time, you know, in this area, and you've spent time with people that have spent a lot of time in this area. And it's been heartbreaking for a lot of folks. But I love the fact that we have another two veterans that can kind of give us their perspective, because there's a lot of pundits online right now that are kind of giving their perspective, and it's not really providing a lot of value. So, Jeff, I guess we'll start with you. Just kind of give us your overall thoughts as to the situation in Afghanistan, and just go at it in whatever way you feel possible or necessary.
Absolutely. Thank you. We appreciate you giving us the opportunity. I'll tell you, you know, what we're not going to do is get into a big political tirade, because there's enough of that. As you pointed out, you can find someone who's going to talk about exactly what you do or don't support online right now. But what our concern is, as Andrews and Wilson, as military veterans and as someone who served in Afghanistan, is our fellow veterans. And that's who we would like to deliver our message to. There's a lot of folks. I've been in communication with a lot of my friends over the last few days, obviously, as all of us have been, who are really struggling now with these questions of, was it worth it? You know, things are worse than they were before we got there and all that. And the message I want to share is this. We need, as veterans of the Afghan War, to be proud of what we did. We answered America's call. We were given a job to do, and we did it, and we did it superbly. We were not there to change Afghanistan. We were there for America. That we got to help Afghanis, and a lot of us have relationships with a lot of Afghanis from our time there, was a privilege and an honor. But our mission was to keep America safe, and we did that. We were able to rout Al-Qaeda very quickly. We were able to push the Taliban back. Yes, that's changing now. But we were given a job, we answered the call, and we did what needed to be done. If you're struggling right now, I would beg you, please reach out to your brothers and sisters, reach out to veterans organizations, but be in community with one another. Our strength comes from community. So my biggest concern is that, is just the people that are struggling right now with these questions about, you know, was my service worth it? Was my loss worth it? We all lost friends there, and it's really hard to see things spiraling into chaos and not think about those people and wonder if that blood was spilled for nothing. The answer is no. We went there with a purpose, and we fulfilled that purpose. What happens next is up to the politicians and the Afghanis and lots of other outside forces, but we should be proud of what we did in Afghanistan. And if you are feeling any other way, please reach out to someone. Reach out to us if you need to, but please reach out to someone.
Thanks for that, Jeff. What about you, Brian?
I don't have a whole lot to add. I think Jeff covered the topic very well. I would only say that, you know, I think it's natural to look back and say, you know, did it make a difference? And I think anytime you help someone, you've touched somebody's life, you've made a difference. So it's easy to clump everything into these baskets and sort of make blanket generalizations that it was all for nothing, we changed nothing, we did nothing. I don't think that's true. And I think the Afghanis who American servicemen and women helped, I think they would agree with that. This is not our country. It's not our culture. Our job was never to reorganize their culture and change their country to be how we wanted it to be. So just keep that in mind, I think, as you try to find peace our service and our role over there.
Right. I know we're on borrowed time right now, but I do want to ask one quick follow-up for you, Jeff. You're talking to a lot of veterans on this podcast, but you're also talking to a lot of members of Gold Star families, people that lost a husband or a brother or a sister or an aunt or uncle or something like that. A lot of people are hurting right now, and they're asking some of those same questions without the memories of kind of what they saw and experienced overseas. So if you could give a quick message to Gold Star families listening to this or Gold Star families across the country, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say I feel your pain, and I mean that literally. While I didn't lose a family member, I lost brothers there, many, many brothers over there. And so I get that anguish. But, and I'm not going to be that guy that says, oh, they died doing something they loved. I hate that, okay? They wanted to come home, I promise you. No one is glad they died over there. But they did stand up and answer a call. And you should be proud of their service. Right now, with all that's going on, as painful as it is, and I don't want to be redundant, but I would just beg you to reach out to one another. If you're a Gold Star family, you're still in connection. You're still in community. There are people that want to help you. Don't struggle through this alone. Go to your church. Go to your women's group, your men's group, wherever you find community. Please don't do this alone. We're all stronger together. So, it's not about making sense or deciding what was and wasn't worth it. That's a fruitless exercise that's going to take you nowhere. It's about honoring the memory of those people. And we do that best by living a life that honors the sacrifice. And so that would be the encouragement I would give you. But please reach out to somebody, please.
Jeff, Brian, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us, my friend.